The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
Fortezza della Brunella. Towards the end of the 19th century, Tuscany, with its beautiful landscape and rich history, attracted a large number of European intellectuals and artists, creating a very fertile cultural environment. Many of them contributed to the restoration of historic residences and the creation of magnificent gardens, the Gardens of the English. Among these intellectuals were the Waterfields, Lena Duff Gordon, a famous writer and journalist, and Aubrey Waterfield, a painter, owners of the Fortezza della Brunella in the early 1900s. It was in the spring of 1896 that Aubrey Waterfield, still in his 20s, first came to Lunigiana, accompanied by the English consul Monty Brown, then owner of the Fortezza. He was so taken by the wild beauty of this land and the majestic charm of the Fortezza that he decided to buy it together with his wife Lena Duff Gordon, a talented writer and journalist. From a 1901 letter from Aubrey to his mother, "We were out for 4 days in the mountains in a little town called Aulla on the Magra, where it joins the Aulella behind the Carrara mountain range. The most beautiful place I've ever seen, perhaps because it is June. The weather is simply perfect. We live in the open air, eating our meals under a pergola while the good and charming locals play balls. The countryside is very rich and clean, with a maze at half height and the vines with their twisted and intertwined festoons drooping in the maze. Everything seems to grow together, the fruit trees and vines in the hay. Everywhere in this countryside, small farms, and the grass is so smooth and caressing. Great chestnut forests stretch everywhere." These powerful and evocative images remained imprinted in his mind, profoundly influencing his thoughts and his art. Aubrey's passions were not limited to painting, but extended to gardening. It was he who designed the hanging gardens of the Fortezza della Brunella, a symbol of the beauty of nature, a refuge and source of inspiration for his talented young painter. His life, marked by passion, creativity and social commitment, represents an important chapter in the cultural history of Tuscany and British art abroad. The books and writings of Lena and her life in Tuscany, on the other hand, are a fascinating testimony to the deep connection between art, nature and culture, typical of the late 19th and early 20th century. During the time the Waterfields resided in Aulla, the Fortezza della Brunella became a point of reference for English artists and intellectuals, a place of encounter and cultural exchange. After the war and the difficulties of fascism, Aubrey and Lena's life in England marked a transitional phase, but the link with Italy and their past life remains indelible, witnessed by the works and memories that continue to live on through the generations. The figure of Aubrey Waterfield, with her love of art, nature and community, remains an example of how beauty can be a refuge and a source of inspiration, even in the most difficult times. Today, those beautiful gardens no longer exist, but the Fortezza della Brunella and the Museum of Natural History of Lunigiana can still be visited and house two permanent exhibitions: The English Love Lunigiana and The Flowers of Waterfield and Lawrence, through which it is possible to relive and remember a part of the history of the fortress.
The Luni Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of Gal Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric, Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.